This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Going through the list of comebacks in baseball history, I think I found one way back in 1925. In the eighth inning, the Cleveland Indians led the Philadelphia A's 15-4 in the eighth, and the A's came back to win.
What a game that must have been. 1925?
1925.
Two bets here.
Now, in recent memory, the Padres, remember, came back against the Rockies. I forgot. I did the pre- and post-game show, I think, the day in 2019. They were down 11-4 in the eighth inning at Coors Field.
Yep.
Came back to win 16-12. Not talking about seven-run game. Talking about 10-run rule in Major League Baseball. Should we add it?
Mayor of Spring Valley tweets in, what if the opposing pitcher is throwing a no-hitter or a perfect game through seven, up 10? We got to stop the game?
Perfect game. Interesting.
It's good. Hey, listen.
I don't think it's ever happened, up 10 in a perfect game through seven innings.
I mean, maybe.
It's possible, I guess.
I mean, I think, you know, look, we're all adults. Can we keep, you mind if we keep going? Fine. Yeah, let's just be a little, what we're asking is for a little more flexibility in the game of baseball.
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. Outdoor entertaining begins with great deals at Vons or Albertsons. Fire up the grill and enjoy savings on favorites like USDA Choice Beef Tri-Tip Roast, untrimmed, now just $4.79 a pound with club card where applicable, valid through May 18th. So yesterday, before the game, we had a chance to Zoom, Woodsy and I did, and Paul with Brian O'Grady, Padres outfielder. He's going to join us on our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline coming up right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
And joining us right now is Padres outfielder Brian O'Grady. And we're recording this interview on Monday, which happens to be Brian's 29th birthday. So first of all, Brian, happy birthday. You got any big plans other than a baseball game, I suppose?
Top of the morning to you guys. Good to see you again. You know, we're here in San Diego now. I'm not in Ireland, but my wife's here, so we're just hanging out for my birthday until I gotta, you know, go to work tonight.
So, Brian, were you the kind of guy who set, like, age goals? Like, by age 23, I want to be this, and 25, I want to have this in my big league career? Or have you been more like, hey, just taking it as it comes, as it goes? Because, obviously, it can be tough, you know, on this level to meet all of those expectations.
You know, in the beginning, I definitely was. I had, you know, wanted to – I don't remember exactly what it was, but yeah, I wanted, you know, to be in the big leagues at a certain age and, you know, had all that planned out in my mind. After a few years, it wasn't going that way. So I had to reroute and kind of refocus and figure some things out. And, you know, I'm 29 today. I don't feel like I'm 29. It's kind of crazy when I say it out loud like that, but I take care of myself. I take care of my body. I plan on doing this for a long time. So, you know, I'm happy with where I'm at.
Wait till you hit 40 and then you really start to feel it. And then you really start to look it. And, it really sucks. But 29, I mean, yeah, you don't look 29. You look much younger and you play much younger as well. I mean, you're one thing I noticed, Brian, first of all, congratulations on the call up. I know it was great. I saw your wife tweet out. She was so happy for you. And then, oh, but not at the expense of the other guys. And you hate to see it this way, but I'm very happy for my guy. It can be tough being in a situation like you're in right now. What's it been like, though, being up the last week or so?
Yeah, obviously, you know, with all this the COVID stuff, it's all crazy. And, you know, and we know anything could happen at any time. So just had to be ready. And yeah, I don't want to see that happen to anybody, especially, you know, guys that I'm friends with and that I care about. But for me, you know, it's given me an opportunity to come up here and show that I can play a little bit. And, you know, I'm glad we're winning games and we're playing well as a team. And it's been good for me. You know, it's funny. I feel like I've played pretty well. Even though I haven't been getting four hits every single game, I feel like my bats have been good. I hit some balls hard for outs, some walks and getting some runs in and things like that. So I'm pretty happy with my play personally. And then, you know, we've been rolling. So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, talking I was going to say, sorry, Benny, talking to Brian O'Grady here on Ben and Woods. It had to be a trip for you as you got a couple of starts over the weekend. Did you hear people screaming out, you know, B.O.G.? Because one of them was me on Saturday night. And then, I mean, I know that people were tweeting in like crazy. Like, they were stoked to see you out there.
Yeah, you know, it's so cool because when I'm out there, you know, it feels like everybody wants me to do well, which is a really cool thing. You know, everybody when I'm in right field is yelling at me and waving to me and everything like that and all the tweets I get. And it really is just cool knowing that these people are really pulling for you and want you to do well.
One tough thing I imagine is you could go out and hit two home runs tonight, and it doesn't necessarily matter. When some of these guys come off the COVID list and the Padres get healthy again, you might not have a roster spot in 3 days. How do you kind of deal with that mentally, knowing your success doesn't necessarily immediately impact, you know, what's going to happen on the roster this week?
Yeah, you know, that's just part of the territory. Being a guy who still has options, I always know that can happen. I'm just trying to show that, you know, they can trust me to be here and to play well and help this team win games and, you know, basically make their decisions as hard as possible. And, you know, I feel like I've done a pretty good job of that. And, you know, whatever happens. If I got to go back down, you know, I'll be ready down there. If I get to stay, I'll be very happy to be here.
I'm sure you will. I was watching your, I've been watching you and watching your approach. I was talking to the guys about it this morning, and I'll tell you, man, I it's pretty obvious you're a guy that is not afraid to go up there and hack, and you want that fastball. Is that always been your approach to just hunt the fastball? You're not, I mean, the guy yesterday was pumping Ched, throwing, he was throwing 100, you know, and you turned on it like nobody, like no problem at all. You know, for you, has that always been your approach up there? If I see fastball, I'm going to drive it.
Yeah, I definitely think of myself as a fastball hitter. I think at this level, the one thing that everybody can do really is time a fastball. But for me, it just, when I'm very committed to that kind of approach, I see the ball much better.
Yeah.
I pick up the off speed stuff. Everything just kind of comes together for me when I'm just dead set on that, for whatever reason. So, I feel like I can catch up to anybody's fastball. So if I'm getting one in the zone, yeah, I'm ready to hit it. That's just kind of what works for me.
Brian, do you have is there a kinship, guys like Patrick Kivlahan and John Andreoli? I just looked it up. They're actually a little older than you are. I mean, you know, guys who are still trying to make it in the big leagues around 30 years old. You're obviously competing for roster spots, but there must be some sort of kind of shared history with guys like that, because no one else really knows what it's like to have to work your way through the minors for so many years.
So Kivlahan, I can't get away from. So we went to college together.
Yep.
I've been with him since 2012. So his room, I'm sitting here in my hotel room talking to you guys. I'm not kidding. His hotel room is directly next to mine. So we went to Rutgers together. His only year he played, I was a sophomore. He was a senior. So I led off and he hit third or fourth. I can't remember. And we've been buddies since then. You know, he ended up with Seattle and been around, but then I was still coming up with the Reds, and he ended up being with the Reds. It's just been like all over the place. He just ends up following me somehow. So here we are again. So I'm good buddies with him. I root for him. I hope he does really, really well. And then Andreoli went to UConn. So we're always talking about, you know, the old Big East, and how we were the only all Big East outfield there is in all of baseball. So we've become pretty good friends with Johnny as well. Johnny's a great kid. Plays the game hard, just a tough guy, intense guy. And I've really enjoyed being around him too. So, you know, they're just my buddies. I don't even think of it any other way.
So another guy who was kind of like that in his briefer playing career was Jace Tingler, you know, who spent some time in the minor leagues. What's he been like? We've heard from guys like Manny and Tatis what he's like as a manager, but what about for someone like you? How do you relate with Jace, and what have you gotten from him during your time with the Padres?
Ting's awesome. He treats me the same as he treats anybody else. You know, any questions or anything like that I have, he's always there. You know, rooting for his guys in the dugout. Anytime you have a good at bat or anything, I mean, he's right there to give you a fist bump and tell you about it. Just an intense guy. I like his demeanor. I really enjoy being around Ting. I think he's a good manager, and he's a tough dude, and I like being around somebody like that.
I've heard different answers to this question, so I'm interested to hear what you have to say. How different is the pitching level between AAA and the big leagues? Is it a hair better? Is it a huge jump better? I mean, what have you found?
So now I feel a lot differently about it than I did in the past. Starting last year with the couple of bats I got, it felt more normal. And now this year this stint has felt, you know, normal, just like I'm hitting. In the past, it felt like for some reason, you know, the ball would get on you quicker. And, you know, I don't think there's any truth to think it's, I don't know, the stadiums or the backdrops or something like that. Me and John Andreoli were talking about it, actually. He was saying, you know, if you look down, it kind of takes that away, and then you can kind of just refocus back in and it looks normal. And I've actually been doing that, and it's helped. So to me, I think it might be that something with the backdrop and the, you know, the enclosed stadiums. But I think in general, obviously there's guys here who are really good, who are way better than guys in AAA. And then you have your guys who kind of are go back and forth, or, you know, it's kind of the same stuff. And then you have your guys in AAA who don't belong up here. So as a whole, it's definitely better up here. I wouldn't say it's like an insane jump, but then you do have your guys, you know, the studs up there, who are obviously really good, and you don't see anybody like that in AAA. But as a whole, I would say it's a little bit better until you get those special guys.
Brian, we certainly appreciate your time. I know you guys gotta, you know, get to the ballpark. Enjoy spending some time with your beloved bride, who I love, by the way, is now throwing the shamrocks in her tweets, which is just you guys. You never expected to embrace your Irish heritage as much as you have since you moved to San Diego. But, man, we're happy. We're happy for you guys. She's a delight. Keep up the great work, man. You know we're pulling for you. You got all of our Tier 1 listeners pulling for you. So go out there and kick some ass, man. Keep the W train rolling.
Thank you, man. Definitely gonna try to. And she's loving it, man. She says she's found a forever home on Padres Twitter. So she's...
That's awesome. All right, Woods, I've got one more question at the risk of wrecking a great interview, which I do all the time. And
it's your favorite.
I have to ask because I want to bring it back. So, Brian, what was your most memorable birthday? Like, was it 21, 16, like a great party you had when you were 8? What did you do, and what was your most memorable birthday?
It had to be 3 years ago. I actually met my wife on my birthday.
Nice.
Wow.
She's standing here pointing at herself right now too. But we met 3 years ago today, or I guess last night. But so that has to be my best birthday. And here we are 3 years later in San Diego, married.
Well, she's standing there, so you had to say that. So the party at Chuck E. Cheese when you were 7 doesn't count anymore.
Well, now, Brian, now that Ben has opened Pandora's box, now I'm interested. Now, Your wife's a very attractive lady, young lady. How did you meet her? Where was this? How did you approach her? Did she approach you? How did this all come to pass? I have to know.
We just kind of saw each other on social media to start, and then we met up after one of my games that she came to, and it was
amazing
history from there. So it's actually funny. She didn't know. She thought I played baseball for fun. She had no idea how it worked. She had no idea that I was a professional baseball player. I was driving a 2000 Acura with like 160,000 miles on it, could barely even move. She's been with me from the beginning, and so I know she really loves me. And she's
wait. She thought you played for fun,
like you would. You would have had like me. You played baseball for fun,
like an adult league.
Yeah. Yep. And that was when I started to play real well too. So I was telling her, I'm like, you know, I probably am going to be leaving here pretty soon. And she had no idea what I was talking about, you know, like going to play. And so she just kind of learned everything on the fly, and here we go. She's all into it.
Amazing. That is one of the, man, I'm glad that you wrecking balled that interview for one last question, because that was well worth it.
Brian, thank you so much. It's great talking to you again. Take care, man.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, guys. Good talking to you. Take it easy.
Fun conversation via Zoom with Brian O'Grady, recorded yesterday on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Hard to not like that guy,
no
Brian
doubt.
O'Grady, and root for him. Obviously, sticking with it, 29 years old. You know, journeyman big leaguer, has just had a couple of cups of coffee on the big league level with the Padres and a couple of other organizations. But he loves it, and it's his career, and he's sticking around. And he does some things well. He really does.
He does. He does, man. I mean, we've all seen a lot worse fourth or fifth outfielders around, haven't we? I do love his approach. He does. He's a hack, and he loves to go up and hack. And again, can hit the fastball, so... He, you know what I noticed? He had an at-bat against John Gray, started him off with, I think, it was like a changeup or something, and it totally fooled him, tried it again, and he spit on it, and ended up working a walk. And it's just those little things that you notice. You're like, all right, this guy actually puts together a pretty good AB. Now, he will swing early in the count. Like, if you want to get ahead of him, you can throw him something off speed. He's probably going to hack because he loves to get up there and hit the baseball. But got a really nice swing, Benny. Good base runner. Made a nice base running play last night on that line drive to Story. I think one of the one or two balls that Trevor Story actually caught last night, tried to double him up, and good read from O'Grady. There's a lot to like about him. And, I mean, look, I don't think he's ever going to be a superstar at all, but, I mean, he certainly is valuable to a team like the Padres that are going to be making a run. They're going to need some bodies.
No guarantee he'll be on the roster this time next week after Tatis and Myers and Hosmer all come back, but you can almost guarantee that they will need him at some point
as
the season goes on.
No doubt about it.
It's not really a 26-man roster. It's way bigger than that. So.
Yeah, 39 so far.
Yeah, thanks to Brian O'Grady for joining us. We got 1 hour remaining. Dip has tweets coming up. I also want to discuss Trevor Story had a horrible game.
Terrible.
Yesterday for the Rockies. Does he want out?
And Woods. We screwed field? Up.
We screwed up?
I'll tell you why.
Oh, right. You look at that tease. I have no idea.
Next with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.